Forecast number 11.5.
Step out of the past.
You gotta step on out of the past and listen to the Barbershop Forecast.
Well, aren't you lucky? You lucky person, you. Hey, it's Eric Brixen.
And it's Alan LaVigue.
And welcome to the first ever extraordinarily extra
little
forecast.
Tiny piece.
Yeah. So this will just take you a second. Enough time for you to go in, get in your car, plug your iPod in, go get gas, and we'll be done.
Yep. If you get a step out of the car, you won't hear it.
That's right. Contest update. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Well, I hope I have some applause on the phone. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Even if we don't, the sound you made is fine.
Oh, good. Wonderful. You know, one of the big reasons why we're doing this is because we have a winner. And, Alan, you said it was too hard.
I said I was amazed that anybody even got the song, although as I listened to it again just now, the song I knew.
It was there.
But the actual winner of who it was, you gave him a hint, though. You told him they were wrong the first
time.
Well,
I did, but we got a lot of people saying it was Dealer's Choice. Have a Little Talk With Myself, of course, was a song. And honestly, that was 16 seconds of pure heaven. I don't know how someone could miss that.
Let's play it again and let
people
hear.
All right. Have a Little Talk With Myself. Take a look. Now, here's what's funny about the thing. And you listened to it, and I listened to it, right?
Yep.
I mean, the version. I did say, I hope I have an LP or a turntable or something like that.
You did say that. Actually, you said you hope your LP or your turntable works.
That's right. I did not say that it came off a turntable.
No, and you didn't. I was very carefully listening to that when I put it all together.
And didn't I say a recording?
You did say a recording, because it was recorded at one point.
That's right. So
we didn't say, however, that it would be okay for you to modify it, and you did.
And I did, because I'm partially a geek, right?
You like playing with sound effects.
I do.
Like,
and so guess who it was. You know who it was.
So, well, the question is, can we play the real version without the modifications first?
I don't know. You got that?
I think we can do that.
Okay, good. Do it.
Starting in the right direction.
Take a little walk.
Take a little walk.
Have a little talk with myself.
Point, of course, now it becomes obvious because this whole episode number 11, included two members of Max Q.
It was a hint. It was a hint.
Max Q.
How could you miss that?
So, in any case, for those of you who didn't get it right, try again next time and realize that we are not necessarily fair in our creation of a contest.
Fair is not the word. The word is that we're not sneaky or stealthy.
We are sneaky sometimes.
And we are stealthy. Larry Gassman totally saw through the smoke signals.
Yes, he did.
So Larry Gassman of SoCal, I don't know where he's at. He's in Fullerton, California. He properly identified the song, recording, and I believe he hit the right recording date, obviously. And, of course, it is Max Q. It is off of Discovery. And if you don't own the CD, you really, really need to go to someplace like maxquartet.com, I think is the name of their website. Or you could pick it up on singers.com. Primarily a cappella has it. The album.
Not did. iTunes yet, but I understand that kind of stuff is coming for a barbershop here. So.
And that would be kind of cool. Yep, go to maxquartet.com, and you can order it online and also take a look at their project that they were talking about before, just for the children, I think is the name of the next one. Is that right, Alan?
That's what I remember.
Do you? Are you sure?
No.
Okay, For the Children, that's the name of it. I just went and looked. But you owe it to yourself to get that CD. Great recording CD. Great, 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 great. What else have we got?
I don't know.
You know what? What did he win?
It's almost time for a number 12.
I know. And it's amazing that we're recording 13 coming up in just a week. That's what's really cool. The interview.
Yes, we are.
Finishing the interview. So, yep. Prize pack. You know what What, Larry won? Larry or John? Gosh, I feel like an idiot now. No, it was Larry, because Larry and John both responded, both Gassmans, both brothers, both barbershoppers.
Both, and John guessed dealer's choice, as did Larry at first.
Yeah, his first shot was Larry,
wrong.
That's right, that's right. But, you know, Larry has his choice again of the 40-gig hard drive that's pretty well smoked, an internal DVD recorder from your computer, which works just fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I replaced it, so it's not that great.
Anyway. Oh. Of course, the Just Raymond CD.
Uh-huh.
What else should we give them?
Are we going to give them one of those Sing Strong bracelets?
We should. Well, the coolest thing about these Sing Strong bracelets are they glow in the dark. You've seen the Lance Armstrong thing?
Yeah, I have.
I was all excited because Cindy Hansen sold me a Sing Strong bracelet, and I was like, oh, cool, Sing Strong. I'm a big guy. I can't wear them because I break them with my massive bone structure.
Well, I believe they're pink, too, which doesn't really help.
No, I wear pink all the time. You know that. They're more of a turquoise. And I was like, you know, we were backstage, and it was attached to my bag, and I'm like, there's something glowing on my bag. These things glow in the dark. How cool.
So, but if people don't know what Sing Strong bracelets are, take a look at, what's the website, Eric? You know what I don't.
Address is www.sdchorus.org. That's the San Diego Sweet Adeline's Chorus. So the proceeds, of course, are helping the chorus go to Las Vegas. Let's Light Up Vegas, Diva Las Vegas. So you can check out that at sdchorus.org if you want to pick up one. But, you know, you always have the opportunity to win another contest, and we're going to be giving these things away, aren't we?
I think so.
I think
we should. Got them, we may as well.
Let's see. Gosh, what else could we give these away for?
Because
I just ordered 10 today.
I know, but we'll give them away for something on our next contest.
You know what?
What's
prize
that?
Pack. We're building up our prize packs for the 1,500 people that actually download this podcast. We're building up our prize pack to include T-shirts.
Yes, we are. And as people have been asking us, especially since this last episode for some reason, about our logo, and we are having a contest for a logo, and we haven't mentioned it for a while, but we've received a couple, three or four different entries. We'd like more. Not that there's anything wrong with the ones we have, just three or four entries do not a contest make, really.
So opinion. What you're saying is you wouldn't want to make a hasty logo decision?
I would not.
Okay. Good to know.
On the other hand, since this is our podcast, we get to decide.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. I'm telling you.
Okay. We'll leave it right there.
I hear the Boy Scouts got a new logo. That should... never mind.
Well, not even go there.
Come on.
Although, as a precursor, there's a discussion about logos again on number 12. Just because I couldn't resist.
And, you know, since we're talking about number 12, that is our first, again, international podcast.
Well, actually, it's number 13 with the discussion about logos. Sorry about that. But
Number 12. Number 12's got the international podcast and another contest.
Yes, it does.
So I want forecast boxers, by the way. I think we need to get forecast boxers. Come on.
You go ahead and make them. Just don't tell me when you're wearing them. I don't care.
All right. That's a good thing. I think that's all we got for this one.
That's it. We're just kind of reminding people and letting them know so that if you were considering entering the contest, it has been won.
It has been won, indeed. And thank you for the countless numbers, the masses that said, hey, I know what the song is.
Yep.
But didn't have the right quartet. So.
Right.
Final thought, we've got a lot of new technology advances coming to Forecast. And if you would like to see the new enhanced podcast, because there are going to be two versions of the podcast coming out, aren't there?
Actually, we have a trial version for number 11 right now.
Is it up and running?
It's hidden on the website. And we're going to tell those who have subscribed.
Yep,
starting
subscribers.
With number 12.
The subscribers after number 12, you'll be receiving an email that will give you the augmented version that includes...
Well, really, the main thing it does is it's intended. You have to use iTunes to get it, but it includes pictures and things like that built into the podcast. So,
yeah, it has pictures. You can actually, we don't have any in this next one, but there'll be hyperlinks that you can put in on the pictures.
Right.
You can run it on an iPod Photo. You can run it on a in QuickTime. I think it'll show up, or in iTunes.
Yep. And it's, we will also probably be adding extended interviews that go beyond the 74-minute limit that we've been trying, which haven't always trying to.
So if the regular podcast just isn't good enough for you, consider being a supporter and subscribe on www.forecast.tv. Take a look at the lower right-hand corner, and you too can help keep the dream alive. Until podcast number 12, this is Eric Brickson.
And this is Alan Levesian.
Saying, sing strong, baby. Sing strong.